This week on the podcast for the new all-age comic books for the week of May 1st, 2019, Blastosaurus, Goosebumps, Giant Days, Archie, Batman, TMNT, and many more.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Trey with Daddy Mojo here. How you doing? Thanks for checking out the podcast. This Saturday is Free Comic Book Day. No bells and whistles, just jump right into it. Boom! Go to your local comic book store this Saturday. It's always the first Saturday in May every year. This year happens to be May 4th, which is also May the 4th be with you. And to no one's surprise, there are some really cool Star Wars items that are free, and some that you have to pay like a dollar for. We're going to go through some of those in a second. To find your closest comic book store, just go to comicbookstorelocator.com, I think is the website, but look for comic book store locator. Punch in your zip code, and there's one just a couple of miles away from your house. Be warned that there could be some lines at some of the stores this weekend. So we usually go, it depends, because there are two stores near us. We're lucky enough to have that. One of the stores has a lot of events. In other words, they've got some authors there who sign some things, they autograph artists, stuff like that. So we're going to see what the artist schedule they have lined up for and get some comic books there and then go to the other stores. So we're kind of double dipping, but it's cool and it's all for the sake of free comics. And these are full-size free comics. Some of them may be snippets or chapters from graphic novels. Some could be, it really runs the gamut. And so far as what's going to be great for kids, I think there are approximately 35 comics that are being released for Free Comic Book Day. If you want to look at all of them, just go to freecomicbookday.com and you can see all of them, literally. Name a hero, name a title, even Little Lulu has something out. Hello, Blast from the Past. Lulu, Lil Lulu. Sounds like a rapper for the new millennia. But she's in there, as well as dozens of others that are going to be great for kids. And they're going to really segment a lot of these that are okay for the all-age audience. And when in doubt, ask your local comic book store or professional, and they can point you in the direction of something that would be good for whatever age you're looking for. This one's great. This is it the most popular comic book ever in New Zealand? Or Australia? I forget. Bottom line, it's great. Blastosaurus. This is a trade paperback. It was a miniseries. And this collects, it's volume 2. So it collects the second series. I think it's issues 4 through 8. Or it could be 5 through 10 of Blastosaurus. It's just great. I mean, think of what makes a comic book cool for all ages. It's got youth heroes that kids can relate to in otherworldly situations. And that is exactly what Blastosaurus does. It's got some kids from the inner city, and they find Blastosaurus, who is a dinosaur. It sounds a lot like Savage Dragon, but it's not. And ages 6 and up will love this. I really, really loved this miniseries. The only bugger was that it was difficult to find. So if you get a chance to look at it, and I think, don't quote me on this, But I think there's a Blastosaurus free comic book offering this weekend. Yeah, so check out the free version and hunt and peck for the paid version that collects 4 issues from this really great miniseries, Blastosaurus Trade Paperback, Volume 2. It is great. Another thing that's going to skew right to that age, I'll call it young, middle elementary and up. And this is neat because it hits that scary element without being so scary that it tips off mom and dad that it's going to give them nightmares. This is kind of the scary adventure things, and you probably already know that I'm talking about Goosebumps. Goosebumps, the horrors of the witch house. IDW Publishing has been putting out a really nice occasional mini-series of stories under the Goosebumps umbrella. And this is the latest one, Horrors of the Witch House. Again, the title, the word of it, Horrors of the Witch House. I do not want my 7-year-old reading that. But really, get a grip. Because when you look at it, or if you've seen any of the other Goosebumps comic books, you know that they are as appropriate as the books that have been around for, what, 25, 30 years? Great stuff. Ages 7 and up will love this. Goosebumps from IDW Publishing. From Dark Horse comes this comic book that will appeal mainly to girls. If you mention Frozen around either of our boys, they will... depends on who says it. If I do it, they will cast me a surly grin with an eye roll that far exceeds their years. Disney Frozen, Reunion Road. This is issue number 3 of this full-color miniseries that price per page is a really great deal. 32 pages, full color. This is a great little miniseries for fans of Frozen or of the Norwegian Pavilion in Epcot, whichever one you want to go. Who's going to like this? Anybody who likes Frozen, anybody who likes Disney, anybody who's amped up for Frozen 2 that's going to be released later this year. And the art in this is really gorgeous. It's beautiful art that does not have the rounded appearance that some young audiences don't like, because they feel that it kind of panders to them because the characters look too round and they don't look real at all. The characters in Disney Frozen, Reunion Road, they look real. It's beautiful stuff, but it will appeal mainly to girls more than boys, but not by much. I'll call it a 65-35 split. 65 going girls. And it's from Dark Horse. Sometimes, if you look at the post on daddymojo.net, we rank comic books by humor, superhero, and science fiction. And that's mainly for my sanity. Some of the titles do not fit in any realm. They have no category. I call them life comics because they're not hilarious, laugh-out-loud funny, and they might be for middle school audiences who could use that life lesson, or they want to rebel just a little bit against the system. They're just about life. They can help kids relate to things going on, or they have a bit of a sci-fi vibe to them, but not enough to be science fiction. Lumberjanes, I'm looking at you. You're perfect at everything. Now go back to the corner. This is one of the ones I put in the life category, though. It's Giant Days. And it's not going to appeal to everybody, but it's to those left-of-center kids who want to read up, but without reading too much of an adult-themed comic book. I'm going to call this great for middle school and up, because I was speaking with our elementary school librarian, and she was aware of Giant Days, and she says, you know what, middle school kids love this. It's just a little too much for us being in the elementary school library realm. So if you have a middle school kid, mainly girls, I think they're really going to dig Giant Days. And this is issue number 50, so it's bigger than usual. Yeah, get that big, thick, extra page count. So it costs $4.99. The regular monthly issues are only $3.99. So check it out, see if it's your cup of tea, and you know what? Free comic book day. There well could be a free Giant Days story or reprinted comic book that is free. It's from Boom Studios, out this week. Archie is another one of those life comics, and Archie is really such an institution that Riverdale has done so... It's reinvigorated. I mean, Archie, you know, we love you, buddy. But you work as a cultural phenomenon. You were kind of DOA for a long time, unless you were trying to check out at Publix and saying, what the heck is that Square magazine? Archie number 704 from Archie Comics. This has contemporary and contemporized our friends from Riverdale. Jughead takes the center stage in this issue. Issue 704 costs $3.99. It's going to skew a little closer to Riverdale, the TV series, but not as high of an age as that. So if you're a parent and your kids are saying, you know what, I want to watch Riverdale, and you're not really cool with it now, maybe have them check out Archie, or have them check out Archie at a friend's house. That's what they're doing. But check this comic book out also. It's Archie 704 from Archie Comics. Fancy that. Sometimes True Believers is a series from Marvel Comics that we love because of the price point, and we love looking at the classic art. We really do. And this week there are maybe 6 or 8 issues from True Believers. And what True Believers does is it takes classic issues, first number one issues. It varies from different characters and different comic book titles within Marvel Comics, reprints them, and says, look at us, aren't we great? And we have a little movie out last week called Avengers Endgame. Maybe you've heard about it. This one has the origin of Mantis. This is True Believers, Avengers Origin of Mantis. And if you go back in the Avengers time machine, it was issue 123. Yeah. And the art is beautiful. Just looking at the cover. Because this is the kind of art that I kind of grew up on. I was in that time zone, but I didn't really get this because it was a bit of an older title for me as a kid. In hindsight, man, I wish I would have bought every issue because it only cost a quarter. Wow. Also, this week has Marvel Tales Avengers. This is where it gets a little tricky. Marvel Tales Avengers. This is a collected trade paperback from Marvel Comics that tracks the history of the Avengers. So some of the reprints are going to be old, like from like the 60s. Some are going to be from the 70s. And it's going to tell you, it's kind of Avengers 101, as to who was in the Avengers, who is this cat with the red face, why is Vision, how was he born, things like that. Scarlet Witch, Quicksilver. It takes a look at the mythos from a comic book perspective of the Avengers. It's beautiful stuff. And it's kind of for the collectors, just because it's older art, and that old style may not appeal to some of the younger readers today. But to that end, there's also Marvel Action, The Avengers, that is out this week. That is a new series of comic books with all new storylines, with realistic art and realistic action. Great. I say this kind of because there's also Marvel Action Spider-Man number 3 from IDW Publishing. Both of those comic book lines, those titles, they're from IDW Publishing, but they fully disclaim themselves as Marvel Action Spider-Man or Marvel Action Avengers. Both of them cost $3.99, and those, either of those titles, depends on what your fancy is. If you're more of an Avengers cat or you're down with Spider-Man, they're perfect. They don't skimp on the action. Kids in elementary school and up will love them. And this is action. It's not like, you know, mamby-pamby action. This is real action that's just softened a little bit, just enough so that elementary school kids will love it and parents can let kids read it without getting in the way. Get out of my room, Mom. I don't have a cell phone. Not looking at it. Great stuff it is. And there is one other thing. You think of any title. Think of why you like why. Think of if you're a kid and you like comic books, or, you know, you're an adult and you loved comic books as a kid and you're getting back into it so that maybe your kids can dig it. This is what kids want in a comic book. They want to escape, you know, call it a gateway reading access point or whatever you want to. I think that's what it was for our kid, because he started reading comics many years ago, about 8 or 7 years ago when he was 2. And now he reads like a champ. We're trying to get the same thing for our 7-year-old and figure out what he wants. And Free Comic Book Day, which is this Saturday, it's free stuff galore. Check it out. There are also costume contests. So if you're a kid who's got a costume, check out your local comic book store or check out freecomicbookday.com. See where the closest costume contest is that you can get on, because I think the prize is $500 in free comics. Wow, that's cool. There are also lots of giveaways, artists, games. Check the website. Call your local comic book store for all the details and see exactly what the kids are reading or what they may want to try for free that you can pick up next week in a bigger version.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.